Can we move over to another area of research I understand that NSSL is doing along with the U.S. Geological Survey, debris flow?
Debris flow is another term that I grew up knowing as mudslides. But basically, I believe historically the USGS and the National Weather Service did a cooperative effort to try to predict mudslides or debris flows years ago, and that somehow over time was not done consistently. And now this is they're trying to revive that effort and try to insert some science into the reasoning behind why things would be ripe for mudslides. The USGS has basically used soil types, and when they become saturated from historical threshold levels, then they would say that the area might be in danger for some mudslides. There are other things that NSSL, for instance, and we're on the science side, we're a research lab, we can bring into the understanding, increased understanding of when areas might be ripe for a mudslide, and that has to do with the rainfall amounts. And so we take our tools like mobile radar, and we'll take it out to a site, and we've done this for the last two winter seasons in Southern California, and we continue to plan on doing it this season. And gather data in areas. We're focusing right now on areas that previously were subjected to fires, because typically if an area has a fire the previous summer, let's say, then the growth and the ability for the soils to be held in by the living grasses or trees is diminished, and so it's more susceptible to a debris flow. So we focus on those areas, and we're taking data from radars and other measurements and analyzing it to see if we can come up with a better threshold for when something might turn into a mudslide versus when it wouldn't.